今天正道的经文是罗马书3:9-31。这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是的，因我们已经证明犹太人和希腊人都在罪恶之下，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有灰蛇的毒气，满口是咒骂苦毒，杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑，所经过的路便行残害暴虐的事，平安的路他们未曾知道，他们眼中不怕神。我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，及着人的信，要显明神的义。因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。难道神只做犹太人的神吗？不也是做外邦人的神吗？是的，也做外邦人的神。神既是一位，他就要因信称那受割礼的为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的为义。这样我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。
Today's Bible reading is from Romans chapter 3, verses 9 to 31. What shall we conclude then? Are we any better? Not at all. We have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are under sin. As it is written, There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways.And the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of sin.But now the righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood,He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too, since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law.
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
今天我们继续来思考关于信仰的问题。
Today we continue to consider the question of faith.
我们说，信仰是在我们的生命当中确立那一位至高者。
We say that faith is our certainty of the greatest authority.
那么我们确认他。
We know who he is.
那么建立跟他的关系。
And we build a relationship with him.
圣经讲得非常清楚，是为要使我们成为蒙恩得福气的人。
The scripture says that it is so that we can be blessed.
因为我们的福分不可能是从其他的地方来。
Because it is impossible for our blessing to come from somewhere else.
那么必须来自于爱我们、创造我们的天上的父亲。
It must come from our loving heavenly Father.
所以他是造我们的主。
He is the creator.
所以他造好了宇宙万物，又造好了人类的时候。
And so when he created the universe and he created mankind,
圣经很清楚告诉我们，他就赐福给我们。
The scripture says clearly that he blessed us.
可是后来人跟他之间的关系出了问题了。
But there was a problem with their relationship between God and mankind.
那么结果使这个福分就打了折扣，就不能够完美了。
So that this relationship could not be complete anymore.
那么我们虽然在地上，我们还可以生活。
Even though we can still live in the world.
但是我们生活的质量是大大的下降的。
But the quality of the life was greatly decreased.
因此神因着他的大爱。
And so by God's great love.
不希望我们生活在这种与他分离而不能蒙福气的这种生活状况里面。
He does not want us to live in this status of separation from him.
因此他要叫我们因着认识他跟他重新恢复关系。
And so he wants us to rebuild our relationship with him.
认识他跟他恢复关系的目的是什么？
Why does he want this?
什么？ Why? 让我们得福气。
So that we can be blessed.
那么上次我们用了两次的时间在我们联合崇拜的时候
，In our previous two combined meetings，
那么我们第一次讲到信仰的建立
，The first time we spoke of the establishment of faith。
那么从人类离开上帝以后
，Since humanity was separated from God，
虽然人的心里边知道有一位神
，Even though man knows that there is God，
就像我们中国人的祖先
，Just like the forefathers of the Chinese people，
我们也知道天上有一位老天爷。
They know that there is some
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father in the heavens.
Yeah. 可是他到底是谁？我们搞不清楚。
But who is he exactly? We don't know for sure.
那么他到底在我们身上跟我们有什么样的旨意？我们也不清楚。
What will does he have upon us? We also don't know.
所以这个时候人就想出很多，上帝可能这样，上帝可能那样。
And so at this time, man has made many theories of what God is like.
因此这时候民间各种的宗教就产生了。
And so many religions have been made.
那么神看到知道人间的这种信仰的混乱。
And God knows of this confusion amongst people's religion.
圣经上说神人靠自己不能找到神。
The scripture says man by himself cannot find God.
因此神就主动地来找我们。
And so God actively came to find us.
那么神怎么样来找我们呢？
How does he do this?
那么神在地上选择一个民族。
He did it by choosing a nation.
然后透过这个民族来建立正确的信仰。
And to establish a correct faith through this nation.
然后再去影响 普世的人。
And then influence the rest of the world.
我们讲过，圣经里边有一个非常重要的概念。
We spoke of a very important concept in the scripture.
就是独一。
That is only, one and only.
这个 mono, 这个独一性啊，这个单一性。这个 monotheism, 就是独一的上帝啊，这个单一性的概念。
The concept of mono, of one and only.
所以为什么神只选择一个民族呢？
And so why did God only choose one nation?
如果出现第二个民族，
If there was a second nation,
如果是一样的话，
And they were the same,
那就没有必要有第二个。
Why would you want a second one?
如果不一样的话，
If they are different,
哪一个是对的呢？
Then which one is right?
所以如果出现了多元，
And so if there was multicultural,
就是这个 multi idea, 这个然后他就开始乱了，因为你不知道哪一个是对哪一个是错的。
And then they will be confused because you don't know which one is correct.
所以有很多人说各种宗教都是指的同一位上帝。
Some people say that all religions point to the same God.
圣经告诉我们说不是的。
The scripture says no.
唯有摩西启示给我们的那一位上帝是独一的上帝。
Only the God spoken by Moses is the true God.
所以独一的上帝启示了独一的圣经。
And so the true God gave us the true scriptures.
那么独一的上帝选择了独一的民族。
And the one and only God chose the one and only nation.
那么当然在这独一的民族里边产生了独一的救主。
And in this one and only nation, there was the one savior.
所以这个独一的观念是非常重要。
So this concept of mono is very important.
那么摩西为普世的人类当然是透过以色列民族来建立了对独一上帝的这个认识。
So Moses through the Israelite nation established a true understanding of our only God.
其实是上帝透过摩西来建立起来的这个正确的信仰。
God did that through Moses to establish a true religion.
那么当这个信仰建立起来以后，
And when this faith has been established,
我们就发现以色列人在这个信仰里边没有得着他们应该得着的祝福。
We noticed that the Israelites did not receive the blessing that they were promised.
那么为什么呢？
Why is this so?
因为在这个信仰里边是有一个条件。
Because there is a circumstance.
他们信这一位上帝是没错的。
They did believe in the true God.
可是呢，如果他们在这一位上帝面前要蒙福气，
However, to receive blessing from this God,
他们必须要按照律法的要求来做到。
They must follow his law.
那么如果你做不到的话，
And if you can't do it,
那么你就不能够在神面前蒙福。
And you cannot receive blessing before God.
那么不但不能蒙福，
Not only will you not receive blessing,
甚至于要受到惩罚，
But you will receive curse.
可是以色列人建立了这个信仰以后，
But the Israelites, when they built their faith,
他们都表示说我们愿意相信这一位上帝，
They say we are willing to believe in this God,
也愿意按照他的律法去遵守，
And we are willing to follow his law.
可是实际上到了实际的这个状况里边，他们却是做不到。
But in reality, they couldn't do it.
所以经过上千年的历史，
And so through several thousand years of history,
那么他们做不到。
They couldn't do it.
那么当他们失败的时候，
And when they failed,
他们就怕这一位上帝，
they became afraid of this God.
所以他们就找个假上帝在那里去拜，
And so they worshiped the fake God.
所以拜偶像的问题在以色列的历史上就没有办法解决。
The problem of idolatry in the Israelite nation was always there.
那么那时候就出现了以利亚的侍奉。
At that time Elijah came to serve.
以利亚的侍奉是信仰的归正。
Elijah was a reformer.
所以我们就知道摩西是信仰的建立，
So Moses established their faith.
以利亚是信仰的归正，
Elijah reformed their faith.
以利亚是很多先知们的代表，
Elijah represented many prophets.
那么这个先知的很多工作就是你们走错路了，快回来，这个正路是在这儿的。
One of the tasks of the prophets is to tell people the correct way.
如果你们继续走错路，这个惩罚就要临到你们。
If you keep going in the wrong way, you will be punished.
这个以色列人一开始还听，
At first, the Israelites listened.
后来干脆也不听了。
Later on, they don't listen anymore.
因为他们没有办法在律法里边归正。
Because they cannot fix themselves.
在这个律里边，他们没有办法做到的。
It is impossible for them to complete the law.
因此到了最后呢，这个以色列这个民族就被上帝惩罚。 而重新失去土地而灭亡。
And in the end, the Israelite nation was destroyed and lost their land.
在今天的以色列的土地上
，Today in the land of Israel，
还存在着当年他们建造圣殿的时候的那个平台。
There are remnants of their ancient, of the temple that they built.
这个表示整个旧约圣经的记录是真实的。
It represents that the Old Testament is true.
可是现在在那一个平台上建造的不是以色列人的圣殿
But today on that same plot of land is not the temple of God
而是一个清真寺建在上面
But a mosque
那么为什么是这样
Why is it like this?
是我们看到圣经上的预言或者律法的神的话是非常严肃的
So we can realize the severity of the prophecy and God's word
那么到了时候这些话都应验
And at the time, the prophecy was fulfilled.
因此以色列人为普世的人做了一个见证
And so the Israelites made a great testimony for all people.
那么这个见证是什么呢
What is that?
就是你有正确的信仰
That if you have the right faith.
但是如果你没有成全这个信仰的条件
If you do not have the circumstances to complete this faith.
那么这个信仰是不能够使我们在神面前蒙福气的。
It causes you to not be able to receive blessing from God.
所以以色列人对于神的信仰是对的。
And so the Israelites' faith in God was correct.
可是这个信仰无法真正的建立起来。
But they couldn't truly establish it.
所以他们就没有办法在这一个关系里边能够成为蒙福的百姓。
And so in this relationship, they could not receive blessing.
然而我们感谢我们的上帝。
But we thank our God.
在我们都还在软弱做罪人的时候
that while we were still sinners,
神就差遣他的独生的爱子
God sent his one and only son,
成为我们肉身的形状
he became flesh,
然后为我们的罪付上了代价
and he paid the sacrifice for our sins.
那么付上这个代价的目的
Why did he do this?
就是使我们在正确的信仰的里面
so that in the correct faith,
能够真真实实的成为蒙福的人
we can truly become blessed people,
是为要使这个关系真正能够建立起来
so that this relationship could truly be built.
因为当年人类犯罪
because in those days when mankind sinned,
从这个亚当和夏娃以后
from the time of Adam and Eve,
人类都犯了罪
all humanity sinned.
正如今天我们的圣经上所读到的
just as we see in the scripture today,
那么圣经上说我们比他们强吗
The scripture asks you, do you think you are better than them?
那么这个我们是指的犹太人
The them written here is regarding the Israelites.
那么这个他们是指的我们这些外邦人
And them is regarding the Gentiles.
保罗说绝对不是
Paul says no.
其实我们所有的人都在犯罪的这个罪恶之下
Actually, all people are under the dominion of sin.
所以这里说有义人吗
Are there any righteous people?
圣经上说连一个也没有。
The scripture says not even one.
世界上有好人。
Maybe there are good people in the world.
那么好人和义人是不一个概念。
But a good person is not a righteous person.
好人和坏人是相对的。
A good person and a bad person are relative.
义人和罪人是绝对的。
A righteous person and a sinner is absolute.
所以这个义人是指的他绝对无罪的人才叫做义人
Only the person who has no sin is absolutely righteous
所以我们中国人都非常明白人没有绝对
Chinese people we understand that there are no absolute people
所以这里引用了旧约的经文告诉我们就是说在这个世界上我们都是因为犯罪而跟神的关系断绝的
And so in the Old Testament scripture, we can see that our relationship with God is broken because of sin.
那么到了第三章第二十节这里说凡有血气的没有一个人能够因为行律法能在面前称义因为律法本是叫人知罪的
So in verse 20, chapter 3, it says, No human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
所以摩西虽然为以色列人建立了这个信仰
And so even though Moses established their faith
而且那个信仰建立是对
And the faith was correct
但是却是由于人的软弱和犯罪
But because of the weakness of man
使我们在那一个关系里边无法建立起来
It was impossible to build that relationship
那么先知们用各种各样的方式来呼召以色列人能够悔改 遵行律法去跟神建立这个关系。
And through many ways, the prophets called the Israelites to return to the correct faith.
但是仍然无法建立。
But it was still impossible.
那么圣经也告诉我们，以色列人为外邦人的缘故，在上帝的面前加倍的被神惩罚。
And the scripture says that the Israelites were punished much worse because of their responsibility from God.
所以这个今天以色列人神要怜悯他们。
And today God will show mercy on the Israelites.
这个在未来的日子神还要更加怜悯他们。
And in the future God will continue to show mercy upon them.
因为他们为了我们的福音。
Because for our gospel.
他们付了非常沉重的代价。
They have paid heavy price.
那么在人类虽然有正确信仰但是无法建立的这种情况下
And in the circumstance where we have the correct faith but we cannot build upon it
刚才我们讲到神就在律法这个系统的以外给我们开了一个另外的与神建立关系的系统
We saw earlier that God made a new way for us to build a relationship outside of the law
那么在第21节说但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来。
We can read in verse 21, but now apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed.
那么律法之内的义是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是律法是一个标准。
It means that the law is a standard.
神把这个标准启示出来。
God has revealed this standard.
然后你达到这个标准。
When you approach this standard,
那么你就是一个没有罪的人。
Then you are without sin.
然后你就跟神是有正常的关系的。
Then you can have a correct relationship with God.
因此神就把这个标准赐下来。
And so God has set this standard.
然后叫人去努力。
So that people can go, can work hard.
结果人，神的标准在这儿，人的努力就到这儿了。
So people's efforts were not enough to achieve this standard.
所以高一点，矮一点。
A little bit more, a little bit less.
那就是好人和坏人。
That is the difference between good and bad people.
但是没有一个人达到了这个标准。
But no one can achieve this standard.
因此律法这里告诉我们它没有力量来帮助我们来做到。
And so the law does not have the power to help us achieve this.
它只是告诉我们一个标准。
It only tells us where the standard is.
这个标准一告诉我们我们就知道我们达不到。
Once you see the standard, you know you cannot achieve it.
所以这里说律法本是叫人知罪。
And so the law comes, through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
所以律法里面没有拯救。
The law does not have salvation.
那么在律法之外。
But apart from the law.
这个正像21节所说的。这个神的义在律法之外显明出来。
The righteousness of God has been disclosed.
那么这是一个系统。
This is one system.
然后神给了我们另外一个系统。
And now God has set up another system.
那么这个系统叫做恩典的系统。
And this system is called grace.
就是因信称义的系统。
That is through faith becoming righteous.
那么这个系统是怎么回事呢？
How does this work?
第22节我们继续看，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
We see in verse 22, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe.
因此不是你做到。
It's not that you achieved it.
而是你相信。
But that you believed.
这个是怎么回事呢？
How does this work?
我们看第24节他继续这样说了。说如今却蒙神的恩典因着耶稣基督的救赎使我们白白的称义。
In verse 24, they are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
这里说首先是神的恩典。
And so it is written that it is grace.
恩典就是上帝的爱怜悯他愿意帮助我们。
Grace is a help from God through his love and mercy.
那么然后这个恩典是怎么表达出来呢？
How is this grace expressed?
在耶稣基督的救赎的里面。
Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
然后让我们白白的称义。
So that we can receive it freely.
因信使这个恩典白白的给我们。
We can receive it as a gift through faith.
那么这里边有一个关键的地方。
And there's a very important thing here.
就是救赎。
That is redemption.
那么第25节说神设立耶稣基督做挽回的祭。
In verse 25 it says, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement.
那么挽回祭也叫做赎罪祭。
The sacrifice of atonement is also called, the
sin sacrifice.
Sin sacrifice.
这是成为赎罪祭，然后借着他的血，凭着耶稣的血，借着我们的信，这个要显明上帝的义。
By his blood, effective through faith, to demonstrate God's righteousness.
那么，上帝的义的最重要的特征是100%。
The most important aspect of God's righteousness is completeness.
那么，人间的好坏是相对。
The good and bad amongst people are relative.
而上帝的义必须是没有罪，是绝对的义。
But God's righteousness is absolute.
那么这样的义就不可能是透过人做好人去修我们的行为而达到。
This kind of righteousness cannot be achieved by good works amongst people.
因此，上帝的义只能透过饶恕我们的过犯，全部饶恕了之后，使我们能够达到100%的没有罪的那种状况里面。
And so for us to achieve God's righteousness, it can only be gotten from forgiveness.
那么这个有一个先决的条件。
And so there is a circumstance here.
那么就是有人要为我们的罪付出代价。
And that is that someone must pay the price for their sin.
但是世界上的人都是有罪的人。
But everyone in the world has sinned.
我们没有资格去为别人的罪去付代价。
We have no right to pay for somebody else's sin.
所以我们只有一个无罪的来替我们付代价的有可能。
It is only worthwhile if someone without sin pays for our sin.
那么这位是谁呢？
Who is this one?
原来是那位被称为神的儿子。
And it is the one who was called the Son of God.
其实就是那一位创造天地万物的我们的主耶稣。
And it is the Christ Jesus who created the world.
他自己来到这个世界上
He personally came to the world.
为我们的罪受苦
He suffered.
以至于为我们钉死在十字架上
To the point of crucifixion.
他在上帝的面前还清我们人所欠的一切的罪债
In the face of God, he paid the debts of our sin.
然后使一切相信他的人
So that all who believed in him.
那么相信他的人有几方面的表达
There are several ways to express this faith.
第一就是相信神是圣洁是绝对是无罪的
The first is to believe in the holiness of God.
那么他不能与罪同在
He cannot coexist with sin.
所以以前我们是罪人的时候
And so when we were sinners,
我们不能在他面前蒙福
We could not receive blessing from him.
是合理的
That is fair.
因为是我们的罪导致了神的福气不能临到我们。
Because our sin caused us to not receive His blessing.
所以神是圣洁的。
And God is holy.
是无罪的。
He is without sin.
而且神是愿意祝福我们的。
And He is willing to bless us.
是愿意让我们跟他恢复关系的。
He is willing to build a relationship with us.
所以首先我们要认识相信他。
First we must know Him.
第二件事情就是相信我们自己是软弱的
We must believe that we are weak.
是有罪的
We are sinful.
是得罪过上帝的人
We have hurt God.
所以我们自己不能蒙福气
We cannot receive blessing.
是因为我们自己犯罪堕落而导致
Because of our own sin and corruption.
因此这样我们就产生两种的心态
And so we have two states of mind.
第一是对上帝的感恩
The first is the thankfulness to God.
第二就是对自己的认罪悔改
The second is the repentance of our own sins.
所以当我们信上帝是这个完美的上帝吧
And so when we believe that God is perfect,
那么我们信我们人是有罪的吧
And we believe that we are sinners.
因此当我们有这样的信念的时候
And so when we know of this concept,
就产生在感恩的心里边的悔改
We have a repenting heart.
那么当我们悔改的时候
And when we repent,
爱我们的上帝因着耶稣基督赎价已经父亲的缘故
The loving God, because of the price that has already been paid,
他就饶恕我们的罪
He forgives us of our sins.
所以这个就叫做福音
And this is called the gospel.
福音是我们白白的称义
The gospel allows us to become righteous freely.
就是因为耶稣已经为我们付了代价
Because Christ already paid the price.
弟兄姊妹白白的不等于是廉价的
Brothers and sisters, freely does not mean
Cheap. Yeah. Actually, it's pretty expensive. It's very expensive. 是非常重价的。
It is very valuable.
所以我们今天要存着一个非常敬畏和感恩的心来面对这一个 神给我们的救恩。
And so today, with a very worshipful heart, we come to receive this blessing.
因为这个人所付不上的这个代价，基督已经替我们付了。
Because the price that we could not pay, Christ paid for us.
因此，我们因着信心，就好好的谦卑认罪悔改。
And so through faith, we humbly accept.
那么，当我们谦卑认罪悔改的时候
，And when we humbly repent.
就表达了我们对上帝的信
that expresses our faith in God.
然后神借着饶恕我们的罪
and then through forgiving our sins,
就使我们的信仰可以真正的建立起来了
Lord allows our relationship to finally be established.
所以今天我们的主题叫做信仰的成全
So today our topic is the completion of faith.
那么过去我们想要建立信仰
In the past we wanted to build faith.
可是这个信仰几乎是正确的也建立不起来
But even though it was right,We could not do it.
因为罪是我们与神之间的关系无法建立
Because sin prevents us from building a relationship with God.
是神的祝福无法临到我们
And cause God's blessing to not be able to come upon us.
所以当这个问题在人这一个方面无法解决的时候
And so when people were unable to find a solution to this problem,
还是神来为我们解决
God himself solved it for us.
所以神差遣他的独生的爱子
And so God sent his one and only son.
为我们的罪牺牲自己
to die for our sins.
今天我们的圣餐也是为了纪念这一件事情
And today our communion was to commemorate this event.
因此借着耶稣基督的牺牲来解决我们跟神之间中间隔断的那个罪的问题
And so the sacrifice of Christ Jesus solved this problem of sin.
使我们不单单是有了正确的信仰
So not only can we have the correct faith,
而且能够靠着我主耶稣基督的救赎使这个信仰能够建立起来
But through the salvation of Christ Jesus we could actually establish it
我们的主在这个十字架上的时候
When the Lord was on the cross
他长达六个小时在十字架上
He hung there for 6 hours
主耶稣在地上生活33.5年的时间
Christ lived for roughly 33.5 years
其实他不是人他是神
He is not a person, he is God
但是他甘心成为人
But he was willing to become a person
成为一个完全的人
A complete human being
然后在地上为我们忍受一切的试探
And suffered all temptations like us
他没有犯罪
He did not sin
在我们软弱失败的那些事情上面
Everywhere that we failed
他一样一样一样一样的为我们还清我们救赎所需要的代价
He paid the necessary price for our salvation
我们犯罪欠了谁的债
Whose debt do we owe when we sin?
我们欠了谁的债
Whose?
欠了上帝公义的债
The righteousness of God.
所以上帝那里有我们一个账本
So God has a debt book.
从亚当到我们今天我们所有犯的罪都在他那里记着
From the time of Adam to today, all of our sins.
那么耶稣基督来要还清所有那些的罪债
And when Christ came, he paid all of those debts back for us.
那么最后他被钉在十字架上
And finally, he was crucified on the cross.
长达六个小时的时间
And hung there for 6 hours.
他在那里呼喊我的神我的神为什么离弃我
He called, my God, why have you forsaken me?
那时候我们不能理解他内心的痛苦到底是怎么回事
At that time, it is difficult for us to understand how much he suffered.
但是我们知道有一件事情
But we know one thing.
就是父上帝那里的那一个账本
And that is the debt book that God has
在一件一件一件一件的 cross 掉
All of them have been removed
撤去钉在十字架上圣经说的
There is said it was nailed onto the cross with Christ
我们人类所有的罪主耶稣替我们担了
All of the sins of humanity were borne by Christ
当主完成这件事情的时候
And when Christ completed this thing
父上帝跟他的儿子说
The father said to his son,
时间够了
time is enough.
所有的都配完了
all of it has been paid off.
主耶稣那时候说完成了
and Christ said it is completed.
然后他就低下头把自己的灵魂交给上帝
and he gave up his spirit to God.
然后神以他的大能使基督从死里复活
and God by his great power brought him back from the dead.
就说明了他没有犯过罪
which shows that he did not sin.
并且说明了他所成就的救恩是真实的完成了
and it showed that his salvation has been truly completed.
因此他从死里复活回到父那里去
and so he resurrected from the dead and returned to the father.
然后现在在父那里 成为我们的中保。
And is there today as our mediator?
那一位昼夜控告弟兄的魔鬼撒旦。
The one that opposes all humanity, Satan.
这个他不能再在那里再控告我们了。
He cannot continue to do his work.
因为当他说某某人他是个罪人。
Because whenever he says, so and so person is a sinner.
主耶稣说是的。但是他的罪我已经替他还了。
Christ will say, yes, he is a sinner, but I paid for his sin already.
所以当神公义的震怒要临到我们的时候。
And so when God's righteous wrath will come upon us.
说这个人犯罪。
This person has sinned.
基督说是的。
Christ will say, yes.
但是他的罪我已经替他付了。
But I have already paid for his sin.
所以使神的震怒就不临到我们的身上。
And so God's wrath will not come upon us.
所以基督在十字架上的牺牲。
And so the sacrifice of Christ upon the cross.
就成全了我们的信仰。
Completed our faith.
使我们与神中间隔断的那个被除掉。
So that the thing that separated us from God was taken away.
信仰建立起来。
And our faith could be established.
使一切因信在耶稣基督里边的人。
So that all who in faith believe in Christ.
都成为蒙福的人。
Can become blessed.
所以在下边的经文里面。
As we continue to read the scripture.
就说有人能够在上帝面前夸口吗？
Can anyone boast before God?
有人可以说我进天堂是我的功德得到的吗？
Can anyone say I earned my salvation?
没有了。
No one.
我们只有在神面前存着感恩和悔改的心。
Only before God we should have a thankful and repenting heart.
借着信。
Through faith.
接受我们的主耶稣做我们的救主。
Accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
然后借着他的对我们罪恶的饶恕。
And through the forgiveness of our sins.
使我们的信仰得以成全。
So that our faith can be completed.
使我们在上帝面前应该蒙的福分。
So that the blessing that God wants to give us.
能够完全的临到我们每一个人的身上。
Can finally come upon everyone.
这个就是我们奉上帝旨意所传给大家的福音。
And this is the gospel of God.
如今这件事情已经成全了两千年了。
And it has been completed for over 2,000 years.
那么主的旨意并不是让我们在地上能够完成他的救赎。
The will of God is not that we complete his salvation.
In this earth.
On the earth.
所以他其实为我们预备了永远的天家。
It's that he has prepared an eternal home for us.
那是完美的。
It is perfect.
是没有被污染过的。
It is not corrupt, it is uncorrupted.
他在那里等候我们要回到他那里去。
And he will wait for us there.
正如今天我们在圣餐的时候所读的主耶稣自己讲的话。
Just as we read the words of Christ during the communion earlier today.
他要在天国里边等待我们和他一同喝新的日子的到来。
He will wait for us to drink the new wine in the kingdom of heaven.
今天你盼望这日子吗？
Today, do you hope for this day?
如果是你明白他的救赎，
If you understand his salvation,
你明白他的大爱，
And you understand his great love,
我们明白他为我们所预备的各样的天上的福分，
We understand all of the blessings he's prepared for us.
我们就好好地建立我们自己的信仰。
We should proudly build our faith.
然后我们好好地去传播他的信仰。
And go on and spread it to other people.
使我们周围的人知道他生命蒙福的道路是在耶稣基督里。
So all around us can know that true blessing comes from Christ Jesus.
那么等到他救赎我们的日子到了。
And on the day of his return.
得救的人数够了。
And when the number of people is enough.
他就来接我们到他那里去。
He will come to take us back to him.
盼望我们每一个人内心里边真实的盼望这个日子的到来。
I hope that everyone in our hearts honestly hopes for this day.
这个世界不可能越来越好了。
This world will not get any better.
那么我们不知道未来的日子会怎么样。
And we do not know what the future will be like.
我再一次提一下这个事情。
I should reiterate this.
什么时候核武器使用我们不知道。
We don't know when the nuclear weapons will be utilized.
但是根据圣经上的预言，核武器有一天肯定会使用的。
But according to the prophecy in the scripture, one day they will be.
那么而使用核武器的地方一定发生在中东。
Wherever they will be used will probably be in the Middle East.
那么等到那一天一用的时候，
As soon as that day comes,
这个世界就不能再适宜居住了。
The world will no longer be inhabitable.
弟兄姊妹，我也讲过另外一件事。
And there is another thing.
人生最痛苦的事情是什么？
What is the saddest thing in life?
啊？人活着钱没了。 这是最痛苦的事。
Is it being alive with no money?
这是最痛苦的事吗？
Is that the saddest thing?
其实我小的时候曾经我也跟大家讲过有一段非常快乐的时光。
There was a time in my early life when I was very happy.
我只有上小学一年级的时候。
Roughly when I was in first grade.
每次放学，我从我的学校回到我的家中，中间路过一个为这个地瓜育苗的一个育苗的那个好像一个苗圃的地方。
On my way home, there was a sweet potato farm.
他那个地方冬天的时候呢，他把这个地瓜放在这个沙土里边，然后下边烧火，让那个地瓜发苗，在春天一到来，他就可以直接用那个东西种，比较快。
During winter, they cultivate the sweet potatoes there.
然后那里边有一位老人家
，and there was an old man there.
他就在那里管着烧火的。
And he looked after the sweet potatoes.
老人没有钱。
He had no money.
他只有几块地瓜。
He only had some sweet potatoes.
每次我放学的时候。
Every day after school.
他就烤两个地瓜在那里。
He would roast some sweet potatoes.
然后我们就弄的草拖在地上。
And we would sit on the ground.
然后我们就在那里老爷俩高高兴兴的吃地瓜。
And the two of us would happily eat the sweet potatoes.
没有钱。
We had no money.
但是非常幸福。
But we were very happy.
我一辈子都怀念那个时间。
All my life I wished on that time.
有钱了。
Now I have money.
不光是我有 money, 我现在生活在很多有钱人当中。
And I live amongst people who have lots of money.
可是不知道为什么那种时光再也没有了。
But that happiness has never returned to me.
钱是很重要的。
Money is important.
但是钱绝对不等于它就给你带来快乐。
But it doesn't bring you happiness.
没有钱是很恐怖的。
It is very fearsome to be without money.
但是没有钱绝对你不等于没有快乐。
But it doesn't mean you are without happiness.
我曾经跟大家讲过，人生最痛苦，有钱活着没有钱是挺痛苦的。
It is pretty hard to live without money.
但不是最痛苦的。
But it is not the worst thing.
我跟大家讲过最痛苦的事情是什么？
What is the worst thing?
哎。大家都记得是后悔。
The worst thing is regret.
什么叫后悔？
What is regret?
就是机会过了，你再也没有机会了。
When there are no more opportunities.
因为你曾经知道我该这样做，当时没做。
Because you did not take the opportunity before.
等到机会没有了的时候。
And when the opportunities are gone.
你后悔来不及了。
It is too late to regret.
所以今天我们不是传哪个人的思想。
Today we are not passing on the thoughts of some person.
我们是以上帝立约的话告诉大家。
We are speaking the covenant of God.
我们信仰成全。
That our faith is complete.
是在耶稣基督里面。
In Christ Jesus.
信靠他。
Rely on him.
我们相信创造天地万物的上帝绝不至于说谎。
We believe that the creator of the world will not lie.
你的生命在永远里边的福分，在永恒里边的福分。
Now your life has a blessing in eternity.
就在耶稣基督里面。
In Christ Jesus.
你现在相信了吗？
Do you believe today?
真的相信了吗？
Do you truly believe?
你的信仰建立了吗？
This has your faith been established?
信仰成全了吗？
Has it been completed?
盼望你有一天不要后悔。
I hope that you will not regret it.
愿上帝祝福大家。